Welcome to Beauty Out of Brokenness with Christine Trujillo. Christine journeyed through many years of hurt, pain, and brokenness. It's her desire to share her story, encourage others with it, and point them to the gospel message of Christ.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back as we continue on this journey going through my book, You're Beautiful. We'll see how God brought beauty out of the brokenness that was in my life. I'm so excited to share how God was working in my heart during the struggles of my past, and He continues to be with me every step of the way. Well, last week I shared a poem called Treasures. I hope you were able to see all the treasures that God has placed in your life each day. If you haven't listened to it, I encourage you to go to my podcast and listen to Treasures. Well, this week I have a poem called Royalty, but before I read the poem, I want to read a part from my book so we can see what God says about His children instead of what we may think or how we may feel about ourselves. I'll be reading about a time when God was working in my heart to restore me from the pain that I had experienced in my childhood caused by living with an alcoholic parent. If you'd like to read the book in its entirety, please go to my website and purchase it there. Well, in my book, I wrote, "You're beautiful just the way you are. God makes no mistakes. He's perfect in every way. Everything He creates is thoughtfully designed for a reason and a purpose. Every last detail of each one of us was made for a specific purpose. If we criticize anything about ourselves, what does that say about our Creator and Heavenly Father? Well, the world tells us that we have to be beautiful by looking a certain way. You're beautiful if you're tall, thin, and flawless. You're beautiful if your nose is perfect and your lips are voluptuous. But God sees us as beautiful just the way we are, regardless of our outer appearance. In fact, He loves every last part of us because He designed us exactly the way He wanted us to be. We've all done it. We look in the mirror and say, "Ooh, I hate my nose. I hate my complexion. I hate my lips. I hate my hair." The list goes on and on. Well, Jesus Christ, our King and God, sets the standards, not the world. If we follow the world, it will leave us empty and without hope. But our God loves us just the way we are. And He takes us in and says to love those who are in need, those who are hurting, and those who are hungry. John 13:34 says, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another." Well, after reading that from my book, I have to admit that I still have insecurities of my own in this area of my life. And I have to remind myself that how I feel about myself isn't always true, especially living in a world that makes us think that we have to look perfect and the social media isn't actually reality. Well, God's love is unconditional, and He loves us regardless of what we look like or don't look like. Why would He create us a certain way and then not like what He created? Like I read earlier, God makes no mistakes. He's perfect in every way. Everything He creates is thoughtfully designed for a reason and a purpose, and that includes you and me, regardless of what the world tells us. Well, the enemy likes to feed us with lies about who we are. If he can cause us to believe that we're not smart enough, pretty enough, or capable enough, he'll keep us in the wilderness of our sins. For many years, I had insecurities about who I was, and that was even as a believer. I didn't think I was pretty enough, smart enough, or capable enough to do the things that God had called me to do. But I was always enough, because God gave me everything I needed for what He called me to do. I just didn't know it at the time. And society puts a very high emphasis on outer appearance, education, and accolades, which aren't bad, They're not bad things in of themselves with the right perspective. But for most of my life, I lived in bondage behind my hurt and pain from the past and the unbelief of who I thought I was. I lived in the wilderness of wrong thinking. My life was controlled by the old belief patterns from my childhood. Well, the Israelites wandered in the desert for 40 years. They were delivered from Egypt and the slavery they were in for 400 years, but their thinking hadn't reached the reality of their situation. And that was me for most of my life. The Israelites went around and round in circles, wandering in the desert. When they finally arrived at the Promised Land, they quickly forgot what God had done for them and what He had told them. It was right there for them to take. But they let their negative thoughts control their actions. So none of that generation that left Egypt, except Caleb and Joshua, were able to experience and live in the Promised Land. Well, I wrote in my journal in April of 2020 that my thoughts control my actions, my actions reflect my life choices, and I become what I think. This is similar to what's in Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinks within himself, so is he. Well, the poem that I'm reading today is called Royalty. You are royalty and his prized possession, whom he has set apart intentionally for an extraordinary quest. Step into the hand-tailored plan that he specifically designed for you and be blessed. You have been thoughtfully chosen and grafted into the royal family of the Supreme Almighty King. King Jesus brings good news from his imperial court. He is preparing for you a royal crown from his infinite wellspring. The Holy Lamb has made it possible for you to enter through the heavenly gates in his royal righteous robe and signet ring. Well, the Prince of Peace clothes you with the sandals of peace, and has made it possible that you may live forever in heaven with He. These three gifts He brings to thee, along with eternal life. His proclamation cannot be revoked, as His word is His decree. Choose life, take Him at His word, and it shall be. Well, I want to talk to you about my poem here and read some verses from the Bible about what God says about each one of us. And I use Bible verses to support what I've written because His word is our firm foundation to look to for truth. Don't take my word for it, because sometimes what we think and how we feel may not always line up with what God's word says. So I want to share with you what I've learned and found helpful when I'm struggling with truth. I read in the first stanza of the poem, "You are royalty and his prized possession." God's word says in Deuteronomy 26:18, "And the Lord has declared this day that you are his people, his treasured possession, as he has promised." I also read, "He has set you apart and you have been thoughtfully chosen." Isaiah 43:10 says, "You are my servant. You have been chosen to know me, believe in me, and understand that I alone am God." Then I also read, "Step into the hand-tailored plan that he has specifically designed for you." And that's in Ephesians 2:10. "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Well, King Jesus brings good news from his imperial court. And Isaiah 43:15 says, "I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's creator and king." Well, from this, I can say God is our king who rules the nations. That's what his word says. He is our king, and a king rules. Well, the poem says he is preparing for you a royal crown. 1 Thessalonians 2:19 says, "After all, what gives us hope and joy, and what will be our proud reward and crown as we stand before our Lord Jesus when he returns?" It's you. I wrote, "The Prince of Peace clothes you with the sandals of peace." In Psalm 29:11 says, "The Lord gives his people strength. The Lord blesses them with peace." Well, the last part of the poem, "His proclamation cannot be revoked." Isaiah 45:19 says, "I, the Lord, speak only what is true and declare only what is right." And Isaiah 42:13, "From eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one can undo what I have done." I know it's not always easy, but when we look to God for help, he will give us the answers that we need. It took God 48 years to get my attention and to help me see what he says about me and what he thinks about me. Believe me, I was in the desert for most of my life, living in my old belief patterns. And at times, I struggle with feeling like I'm not capable or confident enough to do what God calls me to do. But I go back to the truth about what God's word says about me. I let him be my guide and allow him to equip me with what I need. Does this give you comfort knowing that what God says about you? Well, remember, you are royalty and God's prized possession. Don't let anyone tell you any different. Who are you going to allow to control your thinking? Are you going to believe what the world tells you about yourself? Or are you going to believe what God says about you? There's really only one choice, and they completely contrast each other. But the choice is yours. And remember, the moment you're in right now is far more precious than the one that just passed. What's gone can never return, but only as a memory. To share your story, you can email me at gracewomensoutreach.org. Thank you for joining me, and have a great week.
To connect with Christine, purchase her book, You're Beautiful, or if you'd like her to visit your church for speaking engagement or book club, go to the website, gracewomensoutreach.org. Her goal is to reach women of all ages and backgrounds by going into community churches, women's organizations, and sharing her story. Thank you for listening to Beauty Out of Brokenness with Christine Trujillo.